Flying Force coming up today. Ash, Ash, this afternoon. We'll meet him with them at noon. I don't know how useful it is for me to spend a lot of time with
Roy. I don't think you want to spend a lot of time.
I know it's tension.
Yeah, we've got to go.
We've got some stuff we'd like to take you through this morning. And then you can kind of see where Ash fits in this thing.
The vice president thing is one of those crossroads questions.
Yeah.
And there are two or three others like that.
Right.
I have to choose.
These are all things, John, we can do under the law.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we won't give you anything that we haven't got legally.
I mean, that's while we're thinking about it.
I'm pretty concerned about what you said about the budget now.
Weinberger, Lucy, and Cole.
Well, Cole has
Stein and Schultz's backup are working on it. They are back to the drawing board. I'll have something writing again today. And we're just keeping their nose to the grindstone on this until it gets done.
Now, you've got to remember this, too. You've got to have a damn mind what's the effect of the economy.
That's why Stein's in there.
Stein's got to be in this thing.
And Schultz's
not going to pull the thing. Remember George Humphrey? Made his famous hair curling remark in the first year of Eisenhower's second term.
Mm-hmm.
It helped to plunge the country into recession. Just a remark, not what happens.
Yep.
Not what we did. No. But here, if things that we cut do not affect the economy adversely, it's going to be a lot different deal for me and others.